Hello, boys and girls. This is Mr. Coley. Hopefully you are being very well behaved for your substitute teacher today. Before you start your math lesson, I have a quick message for you. Yesterday you took your test on organizing data. So before we start our new unit, today you're going to have the opportunity to review by playing some math games. So I just want to give you a quick explanation of what your choices are and just a few rules and guidelines before you get started. You're going to have the choice to play a couple of different games. You're going to need to find a partner. Not now. Don't be looking around yet. In a second, you're going to find a partner. And then you're going to need to choose which game you want to do. The first choice is multiplication baseball. We have played that before. If you and your partner choose to play multiplication baseball, you'll need to get from the teacher. She has the dice and the piece of paper that you need. So if you choose multiplication baseball, get the materials from from your teacher today. Your second choice to play today is Multiplication War. And Multiplication War, I'm sure, how many of you have played regular War with playing cards? Okay, if you've played War with playing cards, Multiplication War is very similar. Some of you have played this before. You know, in War, where you each have half of a deck of cards, and then you turn over one card, and whoever has the bigger number gets to take both cards. Okay, Multiplication War is played the same way, except that instead of turning over one card, you and your partner both turn over two cards each, and then you multiply those two numbers together. So if I turn over a 2 and a 7, 2 times 7 is 14. If my partner turns over a 6 and an 8, 6 times 8 is 48, so 48 is bigger than 14, so my partner would get all four of those cards. Aces are worth 1. And face cards, meaning jacks, queens, and kings, those are worth 10. So if you were to pull over a king and a queen, that would be 10 times 10 would be 100. If you were to pull over an ace and a king, ace is worth 1, king is worth 10, so 1 times 10 is 10. Okay? So your two choices, multiplication baseball or multiplication war. If you choose war, the playing cards are available. Your teacher has those to give to you. You may choose to choose one of the games and play that for about half of the time and then switch about halfway through and change over to the other game. That's what I'm going to recommend you do, because if you play one game for the entire time, you're probably going to get a little bored with that one. So choose one, play that, and then maybe halfway through the class, switch to the other one. The reminder that I need to give you is, are you going to be able to talk? Do you get to talk while playing these games? Uh-huh. Yeah, of course, you have to talk. But remember, you need to use a quiet voice. Remember to keep the noise level down. Don't make a big deal about it. Just no cheering, no screaming, no ah! Just keep it down, nice and organized, okay? I'm trusting you to be on your best behavior. Hopefully I get a good report when I get back. I'm sure I will. So have fun, and I will see you tomorrow.